Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party challenge coin, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Right now it is 8:06 p.m. in the New York area, and the time is, and the date is 10:30:20. We're a few days away from deciding the next president of the United States. And if you're not voting for Trump, 2 years from now, you will be in a concentration camp because we're in a communist coup and we've been there back to 1973. Only now they're brazen enough to make a run for the whole table. And you can't believe it, but you're the guy that's going to come out of your house one day and you're going to see Russian tanks in the street with Chinese road guards and you're going to think it's a parade. Listen, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And God has sent Donald Trump to bail us out. And if you don't believe that, if you hang around with the hate people, I hate him for this, I hate him for that, you're going to be a slave. Slavery is worldwide. Do you know when Saudi Arabia abandoned slavery? 1992. Slavery is still around. In some countries, it's making Nike shoes. Yeah. Well, Trump wants American manufacturing to come home after the Democrats sold them to the Chinese. And big business doesn't want to come home. You know why they don't want to come home? Because they don't want to have to pay a living wage. They don't want to have to pay benefits. They don't want to have to give you a medical care. Why should they go through all of that and then sit down with a union official that they'll end up bribing when they don't have to do that? All they got to do is run the stuff out of China. Let China have all the headaches and the slave labor. Nobody's going to argue with China. They can germ you to death. Kicking off, save the country, vote for Trump. And we'll do a tune by the Five Keys called Out of Sight. Out of sight, out of mind. You forgot I exist. the only guy that's standing up for you and will be at your front door when the communists come to take you and your family away is Donald Trump. If he goes down, the country goes down.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes. You forgot I exist. My broken heart knows. Out of sight, out of mind.
Love of country.
I sit around wondering, about your new affair.
The Chi-Cons.
I should forget to remember and remember. Forget if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
One thing about DJT, he's one of us. He's one of us. He was coming out of the towers one day to go to lunch with the Gucci Shoes boys, and he happened to notice out of the corner of his eye that there was a construction crew breaking for lunch on the side of his building. So he told all the Shoeshine boys you go on, I'll catch up to you. And he went and he sat down and he had lunch with the work crew. And the biggest crime that the Democrat communists will accuse him of is he got $1 million from his daddy to start a business. If he got $100 from his daddy, he would have started the business anyway. So you can't fault the man for having more than you, can you, comrade? Another story they tell about Trump is that he was in Jersey, and he got a flat tire in his limo. And a car pulled up. I heard it was a farmer at first, but then I heard it was a guy in a passenger car. Pulled up and said, "You need help?" And he said, "Yeah." And the guy changed the tire for him. And he says, "What do I owe you?" He says, "Send my wife a bunch of flowers." A couple of days later, this farmer gets a phone call, and it's Donald Trump. And he goes, "Hi, how you doing?" He says, "Good." He said, "Did your wife get the flowers?" He said, "Yeah, thank you very much." He says, "Your mortgage is paid." The guy was in foreclosure, and Trump checked him out. So, and you know what the Bible says, never show off your generosity. And that's Trump. So, I'm going to give you a tune, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this tune. It's going to pull the Black and Latino vote. The communists overlooked the Christians. Christians don't count. 80% of Latinos and blacks are gospel people. They are Viva Cristo Rey people. And that's what's going to get Trump over the top.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping for something.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping for something. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah,
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
You know who burned churches in the South? Who do you think? Democrats. Okay, so having said that, I told you that the blacks, I think I heard 37% of blacks are going for a Trump. I think that's going to be more by the day of reckoning, which is November the 3rd. Double check me on that. Okay. So you know who else is going to be with Trump? Latinos. Because the Mexican people are Viva Cristo Rey people. They died shouting those words in the 1900s when communist-like dictators put them to death for being Catholic. We come from a long line of martyrs. We go back to the lions in the Colosseum. So anyway, Latinos know that Trump is Viva Cristo Rey people. So the next tune is called Above All. Now I'm going to dedicate it to all the cops that are taking a beating and turning the other cheek under orders from communist commanders. And that's all going to change on November the 4th. Law and order comes back to the United States. These rehearsals for a government overthrow are all going to be put to death. Name of this tune is Above All. You took the fall and you thought of me above all. You see the ad for building homes for GIs. Was it something to the towers? For $11 a month, you can build a home for a GI that has no limbs. Surely you got $11. You'd be a sponsor. It's a good cause. As a matter of fact, For 63 cents a day, you could feed a dog. That's $18 a month. Yeah, for $11, you can put a house on a family. And there's people out there raising money for concourse. They pull on your heartstrings, and they show you starving people, and then they pocket everything you send. You got to be careful who you send money to. So, in Spanish and in English, here is Above All.
Oh,
Beautiful. Okay. So, you following the Trump rallies? He's pulling 25, 35,000 people. Minnesota just told him that even though he's got 25, 35,000 coming, he can only have 250. He's not allowed to have any more than 250. Here comes the censorship, folks. Here comes the Twitters and the fake books. Here comes the media. We are being, the first thing that a communist takeover requires is the takeover of the media. And we're in a media takeover, and we have been in since Trump came to office. So right now, the spinners out there are saying that he's not going to get the women's vote. And every time at his rallies, oh, by the way, Minnesota said he can only have 250 people at a rally. You know what he said? I'm coming for the 250. Which goes to show you, he'll never abandon you. What does Jesus say? Wherever two or three people are praying in my name, I am with them. So Trump is starting at 250. Okay, so they're telling all the brainwashed that the women are not voting for Trump. Well, the blacks are voting for Trump. The Latinos are voting for Trump. Why wouldn't the women vote for Trump? They are going to vote for Trump. You know why? I don't know if you notice it or not, but all the Republican women are beautiful. And that's not true in the Democrat Party. The last time I saw a Democrat convention, they had riders on horseback saying, "Head them up and move them out." This is from 7-8.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you.
And some
Are you surprised at the division numbers in this country? Does it look like it's almost 50-50? Does that worry you? Are we in a Soviet-style takeover? When did it begin? In 1973, Gus Hall was the last communist candidate for presidential office. And of course, he didn't win, thank God. And he told his party, the Communist Party, to get into the Democrat Party and take it over. Do you think he succeeded? Are our schools in trouble? I see Catholic colleges that are not too Catholic. I would spend all my money on, I wouldn't give a dime to a college, not a dime. I would give all my money to preschool, kindergarten, and up to the eighth grade, and if I could afford it, high school. But the colleges are all destroyed. You got them taking down statues. This is what they do. You send. I'll tell you a quick, real quick story. I had a relative. He's passed on. He was a World War II vet. A great guy. The average American. I only met him at wedding receptions. But every time he saw me, man, he used to light up like a star. And he would light up and have a smoke. And he would start to talk about when the country was great. And he made it great because he had to go with 4 million guys to save the world. And those 4 million guys who left this land and went many places to save the world did not believe they were coming back. They went there knowing they were going to die, believing they were going to die for their country. How's that for a sacrifice? Supreme. But he used to, and he was a postal worker. So, you know, postal workers are not Hunter Barons, Hunter Trump. You know that, right? Postal workers have a steady income, and that's it, man. And he saved his money and he sent his 3 children to college. 2 sons went to Northwestern. And they're good boys. They're nice boys. And they graduated with good scores. But he couldn't talk to his sons when they came back. That's why he lit up when he seen me, because he knew he had a pair of ears that were pro-American. Imagine that. The man took all his savings and sent his kids to get a communist education, not knowing it. They're good people. They're good people. They got a lot to learn. And they voted for Obama, which must have broke their father's heart. Not because Obama's black, but because Obama's a communist. Did you know that his mentor in Hawaii, Frank Marshall Davis, who was his communist coach, who took a paycheck from the Soviet Union, was on an arrest list if war broke out with Russia? Communist influence is strong. And you want to know how you can tell it's strong? The word communist has been erased from the American vocabulary. Even the conservatives are afraid to say communist. They'll say left-winger, liberal, progressive, Democrat. They'll never say communist. And you know why? Because they're afraid of getting one label. You know what the label is? McCarthyite. There was a senator named Joe McCarthy who went after the communists in the American government. He went after the communists in this, I call it the snake department. As a matter of fact, I put up some pictures tonight of known communists. John Kerry is one. And he's talking to two Iranians working on that $158 billion deal to nuke Israel. And there's a woman in the background with blonde hair, and she's part of that entourage. And guess who she is? You see her on Fox all the time. Hoff. I forget her first name. Madam Hoff. She makes me barf. That's how long communists have been working. John Kerry betrayed the Vietnam troops. You should go to the Vietnam War. And speaking of Spaniards, guess how many guys named Garcia are on that wall who died in Vietnam? 9. Rodriguez is a close second. I think it's another 9. And that's how long the Spaniards, the Latinos, have been serving God and country. And they don't belong in the Democrat Party. So, we'll give you a little band music called Amazing Grace. 3 minutes. I opened the show tonight with God Bless America. The song is sung by a woman who was hated. She was hated by Hitler. She was hated by Mussolini. She was hated by Stalin. She was hated by Tojo. And she was loved by her generation. Her name is Kate Smith, and she never hurt anybody. But the communists have taken her name down with the racist label. And that's how they work. It's labels. I used to joke that I made a bundle selling label machines at Democrat conventions. I would throw in 1,000 free racist labels to make the deal. Beware of the label makers. They have no heart, no soul, and no kids. Now, where are we? Okay, we're going to talk about America first. That's Trump's big campaign line.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all. Him in his position is back in a way. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
You know, the difference between our country and everybody else's, we are a melting pot. We're like a giant workshop. And when a new guy comes in to work, everybody's skeptical of him until he proves himself. And over time, he or she will prove themselves, and they'll be accepted eventually. In the meantime, they'll make fun of his color, they'll make fun of his race, they'll make fun of his language. But eventually that goes away. Once you're working with somebody, it's a whole different game. It's like once you're in a foxhole with somebody, it's a whole different game. You don't care. You hope you understand what he's talking about, because you're both going to fight for the same cause, to save yourself and your country. So whether you came in boats, planes, trains, or in chains, eventually we become Americans. And those who divide us will enslave us. Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who divide us will take your guns away first, and then they will kill you. We do not need communism. We need the spirit of America to bring us together. And you're not going to bring anybody together by playing the race card. You see how communism has crept into sports? Now, one guy, Colin Kaepernick, has isolated fans. The first time in American history, sports was a uniting event. Nobody cared if that quarterback was whatever. He could have been green. If he was the best quarterback, everybody loved him. Or hated him in favor of another quarterback on another team. So, now you know what NFL stands for? No fans left. Right now, they all think it's this Wuhan wonton bat soup plague that has knocked the numbers down. That too. But wait till you see when the plague is gone, what the numbers look like, and they're not going to be pretty. It's going to cost the NFL a fortune to get the customers back. And some customers don't come back. I know guys that are on a 2-year boycott right now. And I just joined them. So, having said that, we'll look for another tune. And the tune, I'm picking a state because Trump is doing all the states. Did you ever see a guy with so much energy? They're giving Biden Johnny pop-up pills and he still can't pop up. He's in the basement, man. And this is what's going to happen if something really, a real catastrophe strikes. Okay. So we need a guy that visits state by state. And we want a United States.
Again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Now, we're talking about unification. How would you like to hear that same song sung by a Russian tank commander when the moonlight is on the Wabash? Wouldn't be too pretty, would it? Especially if his tank treads were running you over as you tried to escape. You don't think that can happen? Bigger countries have fallen than us. So, practice your United States, and don't let anybody divide us. I'm watching on Netflix a series of movies about the Crusades, and it's great. I'm glued to it. It's in Turkish. They got English subtitles, but after a while, you think that the English subtitles, you're hearing it. You know, your ear connection. Inner ear. And it's called Resurrection. It has nothing to do with the resurrection. But it involves crusaders and different warring and uniting tribes during the Crusades. And it's got a plot. It's got pure love. And it's got evil people. And it's worth watching. It really is. I watch 6-7 episodes a night. I was going to bed at 1:30. So after I do this show, I'll be over. I'll be on the couch. By the way, my name is Tom. I've done some work in the Middle East, so I gave my pen name Abu Tom, A-B-U. Abu in Arabic means father of. I have a son named Tom, so that's therefore Abu Tom. Abu Tom in Gaelic, Abu in Gaelic means forward. And there is an Irish fight tune called O'Donnell Abu. And it's back to the 10th century, probably about the same time as these Turks were fighting. Because it says, many a heart will quail under his coat of mail. Fiercely the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his ears shall ring Tyrconnell's dead war cry, O'Donnell Abu. And it's a nice tune. It's a catchy tune. You'll see it. You'll hear it at every St. Paddy's Day parade. So, now having said that, we got to get this guy elected. And it looks like it's going to be close. And we have, you can see the force and the power of the communist media. They have taken over. I flash back to 1956 when the Hungarians rose up to overthrow the Russians. And they were crushed by the Russians. And they held out believing that the United States was going to interfere and support them, troops. And of course, our CIA, I believe, let them believe that so that they could kill more Russians. But they had no intention of rescuing the Hungarians. Many Hungarians came to the United States as they fled Hungary. And the one scene, and I think you can find it on video, YouTube, is the Russians coming up the stairs in the last Hungarian radio station to kill the broadcasters. And I think that last goodbye is, we have it somewhere on the internet. It'd be interesting. I'm going to look for it. If I ever find it, I'll play it for you. But that's what I see now when I see Twitter, and the guy is starving the barber. And his nose ring looks terrible. It should have a big one so you could put a parrot in it. The guy, he's starving the barber. He won't even tip the barber. And then you've got fake book. It's like the boy who would be king. We're in trouble. The media, all communist propaganda has been soaked into the American mind since the 50s. I'll say the 60s. We have been brainwashed for years. Do you know how many Confederates owned slaves during the Civil War era? Do you know how many? 6%. Do you know that most of the Confederate soldiers were sharecroppers? They didn't even own the land that they fought and died for. Yet the media, New York comedians, and Hollywood mocked the entire South. The entire South. That's a divide and conquer tactic. You think the Southerners are crazy, jumping for joy when they see New York plates coming into the land that they bled for? especially after hearing some of the clowns making them look bad. I'll give you an example of Hollywood brainwashing. I'm going to ask you right now. When you think of Southerners, what movie do you think of? What movie? The one where the guys went canoeing and they got captured by the country boys? I can't remember the name, but you know the one I'm talking about. Okay. So, divided us, folks. They divided us. And you know what I was going to say. I got to tell you this one. It just came to my mind. George, the name George. Biden was talking about his competitor. And instead of saying Donald Trump, he said George. But he didn't finish the last, he didn't say the last word. The last word he was thinking of was Washington. Because that's who he thought he was running against. So having said that, I'm going to find, let's see what we got here. Oh, they're taking down monuments, right? You don't think that their dream is to take down the cross? That's their goal. They want to be like Stalin and close all the churches.
Eyes that
I got to break it off. I just want to remind you that we have no alternative. It's either Trump or slavery. And you don't believe that. But let me tell you one of my famous slogans. Never can happen, happens all the time. And you may not know you're a slave. I'm sure that every drug addict, which is about 35% of the population of the United States, doesn't know he's a slave. But would you agree he's a slave? Or she's a slave? That's it. We got to save the kids. We got to adopt instead of aborting. That's murder, man. No matter how you explain it away, that's murder. So I'm going to play one more Dream song. And it's called These Are the Things I Love. And to the GIs out there that are thinking about suicide, give it one more day, guys. Give it one more day and get to talk to the man. Find an open church door, walk in, sit down, and wait for the message. You'll get a message. Stay strong, live long. Okay, we're going to close with the Star Spangled Banner. So I open with Kate Smith, God Bless America, and I'm closing with God Bless Us All. This Star Spangled Banner was created in 1944. It's on a vinyl record. The record has 47 scratches in it. Each scratch represents 8,000 men who almost died instantly on the battlefield, from Normandy to Berlin, and in the Pacific, all those little Pacific islands, that claimed the lives of so many Marines. You know, when you join the Marine Corps, the odds are you could die, even in peacetime. So, show respect for cops, firemen, nurses, all the medical people that are on the front line today. And let's hope we get a cure for this Chinese bat soup virus quickly before they increase the dose. 47 scratches in the record, 8,000 men died per scratch. Never forget, you're an American. That makes you a cut above the rest. Be proud. And you know what? You don't know what it is that you have inside of you, but there's something in there that makes you different. God bless America. God bless you and your family. And let's see if we can save some kids from being murdered by the Democrats. See to shining sea, wait till you hear the ocean's roar.